God is a promise-making God. As we were talking to the children and saying, God is somebody who makes promises. The promise that we were looking at with the children was taken from Genesis chapter 8 after the flood. After the flood, God said, first of all, I'm never going to do this again. And to prove it, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a rainbow in the sky. And every time you see the rainbow, you'll know that God has made a promise that he's never ever going to flood the earth again. What he said as well after the flood is that no matter what happens, he's going to make sure that as long as the earth endures, there will be seed time and harvest, cold, heat, summer and winter, day and night, and that will not cease. And that's a promise of God. If you go back sort of even earlier, you can see how God's a promise maker, because in Genesis chapter 3, straight after the darkest time of mankind, when they'd been in the garden with God and suddenly they disobeyed him, the promise was that there would be a redeemer to come. God makes promises. Now, with regards to the idea of summer and winter, daytime and nighttime, there's an awful lot going on these days talking about climate change. And it's undoubtedly true that we've got a responsibility to look after the earth. God has called us to be good stewards of the earth. He's called us to look after it. He's called us to treat it properly. But even so, at the end of the day, God has said that no matter what happens, there will be seed time and harvest, cold and heat, day and night. And there's nothing on that that says only if you do certain things. God has promised that that is what he's going to do. We have responsibilities, but God's also got a responsibility to keep his promise. And you find that sometimes when people talk about climate change, it's almost as if everything depends on us. And it doesn't. Some of it does, obviously, but it's not all down to us. We're not that important. And we're not that powerful. You've got to be careful when you talk about destroying the planet, because God said he won't let that happen. We can take it to extremes, the extreme that almost gets the idea that the planet's a living thing, and we're just stuck on to look after it. In fact, some people have actually said mankind is a virus on the earth. And you know, so far have people gone along the lines of the earth is all important, that some people were saying that COVID is the earth striking back at mankind to let him see, to let us all see what we're doing wrong. And we need to be careful. Because God has promised that the seed time, the harvest, the summer, the winter, the day and the night will not end. He's established the covenant with us about the rainbow. Rainbows, wonderful things, but every time we see them, we can remember that God has promised that he will never flood the earth again. And God makes general promises. Promises that are for us, and are going to be upheld by God himself. Now, sometimes he'll make a promise, and we've got to be careful when we look through the Bible that we don't just claim every promise we see, because not every promise is for us. You know, in Genesis chapter 12, God spoke to Abraham and said, I'm going to make you a mighty nation. You will have a son. Even though you've not been able to have children up to this point, you are going to have a child. Well, we can't all claim that, because that was a specific promise to Abraham. Having said that, there are times when God will speak through a promise that is set specifically like that and said, actually, this applies to you as well. The promises that God gives, some need faith for them to come true and some don't. Sometimes, though, it needs faith to receive the benefit of a promise. You know, we could be, as I said, disturbed by all the idea of climate change and get wound up and think it is all down to us. We're in control of this, and if we're bad, then it's all going to go completely pear-shaped and we're going to kill the earth. But God has promised that won't happen. Are we willing to believe that what God says is true? Are we willing to believe him and rest in that and get the peace from knowing that it isn't all down to us? Having said that, there are some promises that God gives us that do need faith. In John 14, 25 to 27, Jesus said this: "All this I have spoken to you while I'm still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said. Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid." Jesus says that he would leave us peace. And he doesn't give like the world gives. It's not temporary. It's not limited. And things that God gives us and that we embrace by faith, the world can't take away, as we heard in the song. What the Lord gives, the world can't take away. In Colossians 3:15, it says this: "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." But that takes faith. That takes faith to grasp a promise that God says, "I'm going to leave you my peace." We've got to allow it to work in us. But again, we can allow what God gives to be stolen. In John 10, Jesus speaking says this: "Truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep, and all who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I've come that they might have life and have it to the full." In the song that we're listening to, it says the dark is always trying to steal, and the enemy will try to steal our peace. And it's down to us whether we allow him to do that or not. Are we going to trust God? Are we going to embrace what God says, that he will give us peace, not like the world gives, and hold on to it? Jesus calls the devil a liar. He does not hold the truth. When he lies, he speaks his native language, he said in John 8:44. And sometimes it can be a battle to hold on to the promises that God gives us. We embrace them by faith, but we don't need to be defeated and let go of the promise that God gives us. Again, in the song that we were listening to, it said this: "The battle's on, and I know that it's real." And sometimes it can be a real battle to hold on to God because of the difficulties we've got. But God has promised peace. He's promised that everything's going to work out for the best. It can be hard, but we don't need to be defeated. God gives us armour. And one of the pieces of armour that he gives us is the helmet of salvation to guard our thinking. And we need to hold on to the truth and the promises that he gives. It's a battle, but it's a battle that we can win. We have to recognise what the enemy would do to try to steal our peace. We have to recognise what the enemy would do in trying to create real difficulties and problems for us. But we don't need to buy into the devil's lies. We can hold on to the word of truth. In troubled times, what does God say? Do his promises apply? Our times that we're in might be tough, might be difficult, but we can hold on because God will never fail. God doesn't lie. God is a promise maker, but also God is a promise keeper. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be dismayed, because God gives us promises that he can keep, and God gives us promises that he will keep. Amen.